This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 16th. Well, the FOMC statement is out, and here's what it said. It said the Fed is going to continue their quantitative easing at $120 billion a month. That's $80 billion for Treasury securities and $40 billion for mortgage-backed securities. The Fed is also going to maintain its zero interest rate policy. If there was a surprise, it was that 13 of the 18 FOMC members expect key interest rates, the federal funds rate, to go up in late 2023. Now, previously they were saying 2024. So they moved up the potential date when they might raise key short-term rates. The other thing the Fed did is they raised the GDP forecast this year from 6.5% to 7%. And most importantly, they raised their inflation forecast from 2.4 to 3.4%. So that means that as long as inflation stays under 3.4%, we don't have to worry. Now, we have had a lot of commodity inflation. Aluminum, steel, copper, lumber, oil. But guess what's happening in June? Most of those commodity prices are lower. Now, they're still up for the quarter, and all those companies are going to have very strong earnings for the quarter, but it looks like they peak near term. So, when the inflation numbers come out for June and July, we expect some relief. And the Fed has a lot of credibility that they said this inflation would be transitory, and that sure looks like what it is. So, our Goldilocks environment of accommodative Fed, strong earnings continues. Now, the market did react adversely to the FOMC statement today. Okay? That's just because they moved the date up for possibly raising short-term rates from 2024 to 2023. That has zero impact on any stock that we own or recommend. So I want you to know that was a gross overreaction. So if you do want to invest, now's a good time. But I'm not worried about anything. There's just been this inflation bubble moving through the economy. If you want some more evidence of inflation, we had import prices come out. They rose 1.1% in May, and they're up 11.3% in the past 12 months. Believe it or not, export prices, okay, rose 2.2% in May, and are up 17.7%. Now, energy is distorting this, because we do still import crude oil, but then export refined petroleum products like gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, etc. So the bottom line is we've had an inflation bubble come through the economy, but it's ebbing. So we shouldn't worry about it. And the Fed is right, and they have a lot of credibility. So this is all good news, folks. And so if you can just see the forest through the trees and not overreact, like a lot of people on Wall Street like to overreact, you have a phenomenal buying opportunity. The Goldilocks environment of an accommodative Fed and strong corporate earnings are alive and well. And we're going to be in this Goldilocks environment well into next year and early 2023. So as far as I'm concerned, it's lock and load time. Money sloshing around the system, it doesn't know where to go. And when all the dust settles, the stock market looks better than a lot of other places. So I'm very excited. And Jerome Powell is speaking as I'm recording this right now, this podcast. But I expect him to be well-behaved. He's been pretty well-scripted at recent Federal Mark Committee meetings or FOMC meetings. So that's the big news for you. Don't worry. Don't stress, okay? The Fed is dovish. They are accommodative. The money printing presses are still on. They're alive and well. And we have had some inflation, but stocks are a great inflation hedge. But it looks like some of the inflationary pressure we've had is ebbing, and it is transitory as the Fed had predicted. So the Fed has a lot of credibility right now. And they remain very dovish, and we remain in this Goldilocks investment environment. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update. Take care, everybody. Don't worry about the gyrations of the market. The Fed statement today, in my opinion, was very positive.